Steve of Blacktown is on the McDonald Jones open line. I'm looking forward to every caller coming on the McDonald Jones open line today. Fire away, Steve. Ramp it up, my friend.
Yeah, morning, DB. I'm really looking forward to today because I can't wait. Maybe around 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. I'm not sure when the first article of the day comes out, but surely Buzz is going to have an article on the toilet stats today. He's got the stats for everything, so I'm looking forward to the Buzz on the toilet stats.
It's the Big O, and g'day to the Big O. He listens to the program. Who does the 15-1 in Sunday? He could be the 15-1 of cubicle related incidents. That'll get readers. Yes. That's great clickbait. 15-1 top cubicle.
A couple of springing to mind as we speak.
Yes.
Yeah. The thing I don't understand is if Kalyn Ponga can throw a 30-metre cutout pass both ways. Surely you can throw some over a cubicle. Why are they both in there? And, you know, people saying, oh, why is there someone filming? Hello? Someone's seen him go in there. Someone thought, oh, I'll sell Buzz a story.
But how does that? I appreciate what you're saying, sir. How does that work? You film, and then do you actually, is that how it works, Brent? You ring up the paper? What is there a hotline you ring up and say, I've got a video of an NRL player out of a crapper.
Isn't Buzz's phone number on the bottom of his
column? Is it?
just give me a call.
The video. Yeah. See, we're
I
not.
Don't know. Yeah. I don't know how it works.
No, I don't know. Steve, appreciate your input into the debate.
But Steve's right. Mm. Steve's right about the filming. Obviously,
well, I suppose you know.
What these days that it's a shock? It's not really a shock.
That the security guard goes in and
he was surprised.
Well, I think we can confirm that he was surprised. This was the security guard's reaction again.
Oh, that's a surprise.
I don't know. That may be the best bit of audio I've ever heard rugby league related in my life. And I'm trying to think of something better. Play it again. I just want to lock it in.
Oh, that's
nice. The audio's great. That's the door, the effects, the echo in the room of the crapper.
Yeah, here's another take on it. O'Brien of Raymond Terrace, A. O'Brien, says, regarding the last text about watching the game on their phone, maybe Kurt Mann and Pong were feeling ill because they were watching the Knights and the Broncos.
I was, as
a Knights fan, feeling ill.
Yeah, it wasn't their worst performance of the year, though. But I appreciate what you're saying. I appreciate the sentiment on that. This one, how many more incidents do the NRL need before everyone gets their own personal handler? Josh from Baulkham Hills. You say you got a little light, like a minder with everyone.
Well, I would say if they had a minder, they wouldn't have been out Saturday night.
No.
When the Knights were playing. That wouldn't have happened.
No. Well, okay, we probably haven't put that out there. I mean, should there be punishment here? I mean, again, the good clubs, the professional clubs, have a simple black and white rule. This is endorsed by their players that when injured, you do not intake alcohol. You do not drink. It's part of being a professional athlete. Now, Ponga not coming back this year, but it's a concussion issue. Straight away, people are saying, well, hang on a sec, how seriously is he taking it? And then secondly, Kurt Mann, well, he is due to come back with a soft tissue injury. He's just broken a club code policy. Should there be fine? Should there be suspension? Are the players entitled to front the media to give their version, or do they just move on from this and never mention it again and hope it goes away?
I don't think we'll hear from the players.
Nothing?
No. I don't think the clubs would put the players up.
Right. Will the club say anything? Will the club tell us exactly they're satisfied with what was explained in the just spoke to the security guard?
As of right now, it's just Kalyn Ponga's dad throwing up a reason as to why. So I guess we'll hear from the club, Vossie. Sorry, Jay, says the Pearl, Port Macquarie Pearl. I'm not even holding your hair back after that one. It's it's apt, though, because that one belongs in the Brasco.
All right, okay.
He's not standing with Jay.
Okay. Guys, perhaps Ponga hired Man as a personal wiper. Says Matt Mock. This thing's not going to wipe itself.
Well, he's on a lot of money.
I'm the captain.
He can probably afford
one. Cut. Wow. The areas we're going this morning. okay, here we go. Davo's got a possible theory. Maybe Moneybags Ponga, he calls him, dropped his wallet in the toilet and Kurt gave him a hand to dig it out, like down the S bend. Maybe something.
I think Kurt Mann's got small hands. Right.
It's part of the investigation. Right.
Can we get Jurgen Klopp's reaction to Liverpool being one down, green cooping Rooster? Look, it's one all now, but we may as well hear from Jurgen.
This is what he said, yes.
I'm not your puppy.
No, he doesn't want to. Okay. Let's go to the influence of Pedro the Rooster. I'm fascinated to know what Pedro the Rooster of Petersham, what his take is on the Ponga incident. Good morning, Pedro.
Good morning, boys. How are we going?
No, really, really good. Yeah, it's a really straightforward morning.
I grew up in the eastern suburbs, and I witnessed people going into the cubicles all the time. And I don't know what the problem is. They used to come out quite upbeat and talkative. So maybe it's a holistic medical thing. I mean, it was there for their health and well-being. Because, the guys always come out looking really, really, really good every time they did it.
Pedro, you're saying they can go in looking crook but come out looking $1 million.
Right.
Very, very good. And tell you what, hold the conversation. They wouldn't shut up.
Now, Pedro, we've become good mates through this program. I mean, you, myself, Brandy, Lieutenant Dan, we're all family now. If Brandy was feeling crook in the guts and was going to, heave, would you want to be there next to him, Pedro, family? Would you be there? Yes or no?
I'd be there, moral support on a phone on the outside.
Hang on
a second.
Let's get the music. That's good enough.
Yep.
That's it, Pedro. I'd be there. Somewhere.
You're a good man, Pedro. Yeah, I knew I could count on you.
Yeah. For sure. That's what friends are for. Yeah, that's the leadership group tight. Even if Brandy's not in the leadership group, Pedro would be there outside the door. That's wonderful stuff. Lovely
stuff.
Well,
I'm just on the periphery, aren't I? Yeah. Like, I'm not in it, but...
No, we'll talk about that in relation to the Scott Morrison story shortly, that he basically swore himself into everything. So you could possibly...
He was the minister of all.
You could possibly swear yourself into the leadership group, if you like. Just call yourself that. 19 minutes to 7, we are going to get to a very serious topic. In a moment, and that is the continued grief that has been suffered through the death last week of Paul Green. And we'll play you may have been listening to our news this morning. We've had some short grabs that were played on Channel 9 last night of Jonathan Thurston, distraught still, as so many are, and struggling to come to grips with what has happened there. We'll play that for you in just a moment right here on Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy. Vossie and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.